Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It's so good to have you with us. And we're almost ready for YouTube. Two. Hope everybody's having a beautiful day. We're having a beautiful day here in North Dakota. It was actually sunshiny and wonderful all day today. I even got to go outside and pick some dandelions to harvest. Well, I was telling Phyllis, make a frittata with them tonight, and then I'll harvest the rest of them. It's a new thing we've started to do. I've known people that have eaten dandelions for many years. Good evening, YouTube. It's good to have you with us. We're just talking about dandelions. I've known for years that people will eat dandelions. My dad used to when he was growing up, but we never really did here until one of our members here, Mary, came on and said that she cooks and eats a dandelion. So then, of course, we had to try it too. And we really, really liked them. So this year, and typically we would just go out and grab them when we want them for salad or to fry some or whatever. But this time I actually went and picked enough that we'll harvest some. So anyways, welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, YouTube. We're so glad to have you with us. Now, tonight, Pastor is sleeping. So I had told everybody the next time that happened, we were going to study another one of Kevin Zadiai's messages. He had one that was, Lord, help me understand myself. Well, then we realized that that's actually a series, and it was a really, really good message. So I told everybody the next time Pastor was not with us in the evening, we'll study another part of that. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And I also had found a shorter message of his. I think it's like 25 minutes long, that talks about prayer. And what drew my attention to it is that he is talking about the Ephesians 1:17 prayer. And I have prayed that in the morning over ourselves for quite some time. And then just the last couple of weeks, we started praying it also in the morning prayer program and a couple of times at night. If Phyllis isn't here to read the closing verses for us, I've been reading the Ephesians prayer over us. So I thought, well, I'll pull that up and we'll see what that message is about too. Because I do love that prayer and I'd like to hear what he has to say about it. So that's what we have planned for tonight. And it looks like everybody is set up and ready to roll here. Our brother John, if any of you have been keeping track there, our brother John Wayner is on his way to Florida. He's going to be doing street ministry there again, and he left last night, I believe, and then he contacted us today and said that he had stopped, I think he said in Arizona, and he was going to try to connect with us tonight, so we'll keep an eye out for him to pop up on YouTube. And get an update from him. So, that all being said, we'll go ahead and get started. Oh my goodness, my speaker did not want to connect this morning, and it just was fighting me on it, and now it's actually trying to, there it goes. I was going to say, now it's trying to fight me again, but we got it. So, Father, we thank you for this time we're able to come together. We receive this message, these messages that you're sending to us. Work in us and through us, Father, for your good pleasure and your good will. And we receive great understanding in these messages we hear tonight to use to your glory and the advancement of your kingdom on this earth. Thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to share the screen here. And we'll get going with our message for tonight. The first one. The first one is only about 25 minutes long, a little less than that, and then we'll get into the other message. This first one is about the prayer. Well, that was a great little blip, wasn't it? More than a blip, what great information on praying. That wasn't one I had intended to pull up tonight. I just kind of ran across it, and I thought he was praying the Ephesians 1:17 prayer. So I thought, oh, we've been praying that on the morning program and on the night program too. So I wanted to see what it was about, and that was very good. And so
it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and a good reminder to take the time as you're reading these scriptures to envision our imagination. It was given to us to be able to picture what we're speaking, and that's so powerful. It was very good. I'm glad to have you with us, Mary, on Sunday, too. Mary, I went out today. I'm sorry it's raining there Sunday. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day here today. But I actually went out and picked a 5-gallon pail of dandelions today. So I'm gonna harvest them. So how difficult is it to freeze them? Just clean them and put them in bags and you're good to go.
I freeze the leaves.
Yeah,
when we went out, we picked 5-gallon buckets full of the plants.
Yeah,
I think we had two of them, and I mean they were packed. And my brother-in-law picked them, brought them in the house. I cleaned them, and my sister washed them, and then we parboiled them.
Oh.
Drain them, mm-hmm. and put them in a bag and freeze them.
Huh. Now, I wasn't going to parboil mine, but maybe I should. I don't know.
Mary, do you see the ones that dandelions are...
like the water-soluble minerals. So whenever you parboil them, you put all the minerals out of them, and then you pour the water right here, so like the way the vital nutrients of it. I don't know how to say this. I parboil them in the least amount of water, and I keep using that water. Just kind of planting them, moving them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's my mother always did, because she just really emphasized that water soluble minerals, and she called it anyway, she made it a point that she would use that for boiling all this stuff and wound up drinking it because it's delicious like spinach juice.
Oh.
You probably could, but I never have. I just use the least amount that I can, get hot.
Yeah.
Parboil them and keep using that same water so I'm not.
Yeah. And so then you just cook it like you would and eat it like you would spinach?
You can eat it like you would spinach, but I parboil them a minute longer.
Swiss chard.
I go with Swiss chard, dandelion, and any green, like I'm thinking my sister is, I like it, just more about it than the other. If you drain it, half the water out of it with the background, my chicken, and she will then go and fry it.
Huh.
Well, we could always say vegetable soup so many times, you know, that these times have the mineral enriched water. Just go ahead and make vegetable soup with it.
Yeah.
I'll let you go ahead and talk.
I've never tried it with the dandelion juice,
Good.
Slicing
up a carrot and I fry them in butter.
Is that right? Do you parboil them first?
Mm-mm, nope.
I have a long look like carrots and I parboil them and I fry them in butter. Oh my gosh,
they are good. I love them. I love them. But yeah, I've never parboiled them. I just fry them. Really good.
That's a trip. That's a trip. That's a trip. They were good.
Mm-hmm.
I had fresh asparagus and parsnips, and I had made some kiwi.
What's that?
Kiwi? Kiwi is a Lebanese dish.
Oh.
And you use bulgur, onion, green pepper, cumin, salt and pepper, and a very high quality of ground beef, like they had like a 93 whatever quality of ground beef.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
It is good. But the bulgur is kind of hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Lebanese in our area, and I took a cup of number one and a cup of number two. It's cracked wheat. It's bulgur. It's cracked wheat.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You probably could use like quinoa, couldn't you, in place of it if you couldn't find the bulgur wheat?
I don't know what quinoa is, but I found it. We always use the bulgur.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cup of one, a cup of two. I put it in a bowl and take onion and green pepper and for that amount, I use like a large onion and one large green pepper. I them up in my blender and brown them up really fine. You got to put a little water in your blender to chop up really fine.
Uh-huh.
And I take that water and everything, put the onions and juice from the onions and the peppers, and then pour it all over the bowl. And pour some water in it, and you just keep stirring it. I put my cumin in it also.
Mm-hmm.
Let that all soak up together. So the onion, green pepper juice, and cumin and all that, the flavor gets into the bulgur as it expands.
Yeah.
And then when the bulgur is soft, you add, and I think I had like 2.5 pounds of the number high grade burger meat, like 93. You can actually go to the store in my area. You go to the store and say, I want some kiwi meat. They take a round steak and cut all of the fat, gristle, and everything off of it.
Wow.
And they grind it 3 times. And that's kiwi meat.
Huh.
So I had about 2.5 pounds, mixed it all together, let it set for a little bit, roll it in patties, like hamburger patties. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
It sounds delicious.
Yum. Yeah, it is good. It's good. You can put a layer of that, and then you can take hamburger and onions and fry it. Put a layer of that, another layer of the other to be mature on top. Cut it in squares. Put a hole in the middle of the squares. Pour oil over it. Put it up and bake it. That's good too.
Yum. Yum. Yeah.
You can take that number one bulgur, soften it up with water, get it soft, and then take a green onion and dice it, just really thin circles.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in bulgur, take a glass and squish it together. Squish that onion right down into that
into
bulgur.
Into it, yeah.
And then put some oil on it. And just eat it like that.
Wow. This sounds really good. Mary, are you sure you don't want to reopen a restaurant?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, so I miss it. But people are different.
Yeah.
I know when I'm at my restaurant, I just country
groups, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sauerkraut.
Oh
yeah. No,
what
they were. You
can't
sell it. Really? Okay. Huh. Oh. You know what it was? Yeah. Yeah. There's only one man in the whole town that knew what
yachting was. I've never heard of that either.
It's a pea soup. You can use like a pot roast, but you can use hamburger and onions, tomatoes, you make like a soup base and add green peas in it.
Oh, yum.
Eat it with rice. So good.
Huh.
It's only one man in that whole town is what it was.
Wow. Is that another Lebanese dish too, or?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sounds wonderful. I just was able to move my screen and saw YouTube, and our brother John is with us. So glad to have you. Are you in Arizona now? I made to McDonald's parking lot in Church Point. Something. I had to go to church with you all. We're glad to have you with us. We're glad to have you with us, our brother John. I don't know if anybody, if you guys have heard, but John is headed now to Florida. He's going to be doing street ministry there again. With I don't remember what the name of your church is there, John. He had done ministry with him before, but that's where he is at, on his way back there now. So God bless you, and we're so glad you stopped in to be part of us on your trip. So I assume you're going to stay there and sleep for the night. We hope. Of course, maybe you've already slept. I don't know. Okay, well, we're going to get going with our second message today. The first one was just, you know, like I said, just a interesting little message and very, very good. Our next one is the second part to Lord Help Me Understand Myself. I'm excited to hear this one too. Study this out with Kevin. We didn't realize when I played the first part to this, I didn't realize it was an actual series. And I think there's like four parts to it. So this is part two. No, I'm headed to Arizona. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Here we go. Sharing the screen. I'm ready for our next message. Whoop. I'm going to fast forward this a little bit because I already know that they don't allow us to play music, and so you're probably having silence there. So we're just going to fast forward.
All right, I'm just glad you know what you're doing.
Okay. Here we go. Wow. Another awesome word. Actually, many awesome words. Just a quick recap to me, some of the things that I picked up that I love that he said, discouragement comes when we don't feel like we measure up. And isn't that the truth? The enemy keeps beating us down with everything we've ever done wrong or convincing us that we're not worthy of him, and that is so not true. It is so not true. We are God's children, and he's done everything to save us from the wickedness in this world. That was a great word. The blood of Jesus washes us continuously. That is a huge thing too. In reading the Bible, when he was talking about that too, the Bible in itself, is health to our bodies. What is that verse? Health to our bodies, and it's Proverbs 4 something. And health to all of our flesh. It's life, life to our bodies and health to all our flesh, just reading the Bible. So, you know, even if you're starting to try a new routine of bringing more time with God and reading the Bible into your life, at first you may not feel like it's doing anything for you, which, you know, we're not supposed to rely on our feelings, but we do have them for a reason. But yes, that in itself, knowing that just by reading the word, it's bringing health and life to our bodies. So that is really good. it, because our Father knows that we're under the influence of Satan here, and he'll do anything and everything he can to save us out of that. The unrealistic expectations, that, wow. Wow, that is so true. I know Pastor has talked to us before about with him and Dr. Barclay. I don't remember what the situation was, but he had said he went to talk to Dr. Barclay as his pastor, and Dr. Barclay told him, he said, "You're offended with me." And Pastor was like, "I'm not offended with you. I could never be offended with you." And he said, "You are offended with me." He said, "You're expecting me to do this certain thing." And he said, "And I want you to know now that I'll never do that for you." And Pastor was like, "Really?" And he said, "No." And he said that changed his entire perspective right then, knowing, just quit expecting him to do that. That's not what he's going to do. That's not part of who he is for you. And it fixed that, whatever that little was in his heart that he didn't even realize was there. And thank God Pastor Barclay was, Dr. Barclay was wise enough to realize that that's what it was. So that was great to hear that too. Keeping our eternity focus. That was something we've talked about this week in the morning program too. Realizing that all of these things on earth that we can easily get so hung up in and bound by and held by, they're so temporary. Keep your focus on eternity. The rest of this is but a vapor. So that was a really good word too that he was talking about. And thanking God for everything good and acknowledging when something happens and you think, how did that ever, I don't know how that ever came around, but wow, it did. And realize it isn't just happenstance things happening. It is God setting things in order in your life. And the more we realize that and acknowledge it, just like Kevin, just he will bring more your way if he knows that you understand that it's him helping. So I loved this message tonight. I hope you guys loved it too. It was really... Yeah. Okay, good. I'm so glad you liked it too. Yeah, because I really, really loved it. Great message. And yeah, Pastor and I have to go to back to Billings tomorrow to hopefully pick up our semi. And that's what I was thinking. We're going to listen to this message again on the trip. Maybe twice, because that was really good. And like you said, yeah, it's a lot of it is things you already know, but that reminder to put them back in perspective is just really, really good. I loved it. Yes. Yep. Yeah. 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 In John 17, we all should take time to read that. Let that be our reading. Did you want to say something, Mary? We'd love to hear what you have to say about this, too. Yeah. And when he was talking about, you know, depression and illness, it's as simple as realizing and walking yourself out of it. That is amazing. Oh, good. Good. That's good because we love having you here. And apparently John does too. So yeah, that is really good. And realizing that all of these things, they aren't real. It's the enemy that convinces us of things and gets us under underneath and believing it. And we literally have the ability to say, nope, not doing it. And you just walk out and keep walking until it's gone. Hi, Sunday. I saw you got bumped out earlier. Were you able to hear more of tonight's message? Did you have anything you wanted to add to it? Yep. Right. Yeah. And he so simplifies his teaching. I love that too. He makes everything very cut and dry and simple. And I like it. Very good. Okay, everybody, let's do communion. I pulled up the prayer over here. Anyone that is with us or will watch this in the future, if you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we encourage you to do it now. There is no reason to wait one second more. And it's as simple as saying a prayer and asking Jesus to come in and be the Lord of your life. I have a bulldog here pawing me. Asking Jesus to be the Lord of your life, and we can do that right now. If you have questions, please get a hold of us. If you say the prayer with us tonight and receive Jesus, and you have questions about how to walk out this new life, get a hold of us. If you are considering this, but you have questions before you make that move, please get a hold of us. Our information will be in the notes in the bottom of YouTube, and our Facebook or our website has all of our information on it too. It has Pastor's email address. Email us. His phone number is usually there too. Message us on Facebook. Just get a hold of us and let us help you answer any questions you have and know how to walk out this new life. It changes everything, and it is for eternity. It's an eternity decision. So you don't want to take this lightly, and you don't want to wait any longer. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back for us, and you want to have the ability to be in that first group of people that will go in the rapture with Jesus, is what I'm trying to say. You don't want to be left here once the church is, which is the body of Christ. Once we're removed from here, you don't want to be left here. It's going to be a horrible, horrible time. So get a hold of us if you have any questions. So first, let's pray the prayer of salvation. And then if you pray that prayer with us tonight, then you're welcome to be able to take communion with us. We'll read the communion verses out of the Bible, and then we'll bless and sanctify our elements. If you don't have your elements yet, get your grape juice and your cracker or bread or whatever you're going to use on a regular basis. It's good to use bread and grape juice. It's in honor of Jesus's Last Supper with the disciples. That's what they used. And so you kind of want that sanctified as special. You make that special for that time of communion. So, but we do bless and sanctify them. So in a pinch, you can use something else if need be. So let's pray the prayer of salvation. I'm going to share the screen. It's written out so you can actually read it with us. And here we go. This is the prayer of salvation. This is the prayer that sets you right with God and receives Jesus into your life. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with your Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Whoops. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd like to say welcome to the family of God. We are so happy to have you with us, building this army for God on this earth. Thank you for saying this prayer with us, and please get a hold of us and let us know you said the prayer, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you have. So now what we're going to do is read the verses out of the Bible that pertain to the communion, and it is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to start on verse 23, read to 28 and verse 31. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink this bread, eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work, he buying us back from death until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. By examining ourselves is realizing that we were sinners and we need a Savior to get us into heaven, and that's Jesus. And we remember that through the communion element. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So we have the opportunity to judge ourselves and not be judged by God. So, all right, and we're going to take communion. And any new believers, you're welcome to take communion with us. The purpose of the communion is to honor God, honor Jesus for what he's done for us, and that we continuously remember what he has done for us. And we receive healing in our bodies. We receive all of the redemption promises, gifts that Jesus has given us through his crucifixion. So I'm going to share the screen again, and we can pray the communion prayer together. But before I do that, let's bless and sanctify our elements. I know this new prayer has some of that in it, but not. So lift up your elements, and we say, Father, thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. Now I'll share the screen again and we can pray the prayer together. Lift up your bread. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, nothing is missing and nothing is broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for your body broken for us. I apologize, I wasn't highlighting as we went. I know it's easier to see where we're at with it highlighted. Here we go. Let's lift up the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church, without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish, when you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. We drink the juice together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And there was our program for this evening. We hope you enjoyed it. And now, Sister Phyllis, will you read the benediction verses for us? Thank you. Well, I see Rebecca already put the verses up over here, and she has Jude put up. So let's do the Jude verses tonight. Thank you. Amen. Yep, go for it. Amen. We love it. Thank you. Thank you. So everyone, have a wonderful rest of your evening. Read John 17 before you go to sleep. That's a good assignment, isn't it? Huh? Yeah. Because there's so much there. So thank you all so much for being with us. Tomorrow morning, there will not be morning prayer. We don't do that on Saturday, but we will be here tomorrow night. We may be broadcasting from Montana tomorrow night, actually. We'll see. But somebody will be here, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We hope to see you there. Have a wonderful rest. Thank you. You too. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening and God bless your sleep. And remember, we love you and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Good night.